Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental and also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already March 11th and 12th. The year is flying by. I know we're starting to sound like our grandparents, that the years go by, but it just seems like we were talking about the major snowstorms in February, and then, of course, we had the warm weather and the rain, so we're only able to cross-country ski around the Northeast Delta Dental campus for a couple of days, and all the snow went away. For my running friends, if you're listening to this on March 11th, March 11th is a day of the second to the last or penultimate Winter Wild Series. So along with my lovely wife, Ellen, and a bunch of other people, we'll be running up Waterville Valley. It starts at 7 a.m. And then there's also, and you can go to this race at 11 o'clock. There's the Springer Head Race, and that's hosted by our sister company or sister organization, NHGI, right across the street from Delta Dental. That race begins, again, on Saturday, March 11th at 11 a.m., raises money for NHGI cross country. But this weekend is all about dental care, the dental benefits industry, as well as dental care for veterans. So joining me is my longtime friend and colleague, Dr. Mitch Caray, who's worked with me for 22 years at Northeast Delta Dental. Mitch, thank you for joining me this weekend, 11th and 12th. You can't get enough of me, I guess.
Huh? I guess not. My goodness, 22. Has it been that long?
It's been 22 years.
And oh my gosh.
For the listening audience, you all should know. So I started in June of 1995, and Mitch's predecessor, I hadn't even really started. I'd gone up to Concord, New Hampshire. I was still working at Delta Dental Plan of Mass, so I would go up there early to just to kind of help with the transition. And Mitch's predecessor, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Richard Hood, who since passed away, approached me and said that he needed to retire. So I was brand new. The board of directors was brand new. Some of the other people on the senior team were new. And so someone said to me, well, you really do need a vice president of professional relations. And so we know this one gentleman, Dr. Mitch Caray, who used to be on the board. And Mitch will have to tell the story how he won by one vote. But in any event, so I hired Mitch without ever really seeing him. And sometimes you get lucky that way. I think we're known for being very particular about who we hire. We go through a rigorous process, group interviews, testing and everything else, but I took a chance and certainly has paid off. So, Mitch, thank you for working with me and Delta Dental for the past 22 years.
Hey, Tom, it's been great. It really has, and I've enjoyed every bit of it. And it is a funny story. I've been known in my whole life
as Landslide Mitch, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, Landslide. One vote, two votes here. It's amazing.
So what Rich is referring to is in the old days, as this has since changed, the participating dentist used to elect the board of directors, and Mitch got a seat on the board by winning by literally one vote because the other candidate decided not to vote that day. Hey, but Mitch, as you know, you've heard me say this, 95% of life is showing up, and you certainly show up. So tell us your career. Obviously, you have a great career at Northeast Delta Dental, but you've also been a participating dentist for over four decades. So tell us about your life outside of Delta Dental.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I think it's the consummate great news, and that is being in service to others. It's not a big surprise that I chose to be a dentist. It came at a very interesting time. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do when I left Fairfield University in Connecticut, but an opportunity came up at McGill University that I couldn't turn down, and I had a full boat scholarship there. And I have to tell you, it was four great years. And then I graduated from there and moved on to the United States Air Force. It was a time when I felt I really needed to be of service to my country. Anybody who knows me at all knows that the word patriot is not just about a football team, but it's also about the person that I am. And, you know, Tom, one of the nice things Here I am hanging out with you and the corporation, and we formed this informal network. I'm not sure those of you in the audience know about this, but we have veterans who are lacking dental benefits. And sometimes it's very difficult for them to actually get dental services. I'll just give you an example. You know, you have to be 100% disabled. You'll love this next one. Or a prisoner of war, or you have to have a service-connected medical disability. And there's 9 categories altogether.
And let me just take a step back to level set the audience.
Yeah,
so what Mitch is referring to is that obviously there are a lot of great people that work for the VA, but
absolutely,
because of government rules, if a veteran shows up with really severe oral health issues, unless he or she can prove that it occurred during active service or that he or she is totally disabled, the VA is not really allowed to take care of the patient. So I had heard this, and the first thing I did, of course, is I wanted to research to make sure that that was indeed true. It is. And again, this is not denigrating the great people that work at the VA.
Absolutely
it's,
not.
It's just the rule. So when I heard about this, my first call was to verify the information, but my second call was to call Mitch and say, we need to swing into action. I knew that Mitch was a veteran. And so now, Mitch, you have several dentists who have also served our country, Dr. Oguska, Dr. Borbacina, yourself, Dr. Rosato, Dr. Amy Field, and Drs. Green and Torrio
that
help
right.
you out. So how does this work exactly?
Well, I'll tell you. First of all, we want to help those people, and we start to look at what is it that they need. I think it's pretty straightforward. We call it triage, and that could look like a loss filling, a broken tooth, some sort of an injury. But the one that we see the most often is where there's pain and swelling. And I've got to tell you, there's a story of Peter. Peter came in, his jaw was so swollen that we had to put him on antibiotics for quite some time to get that down and have a wisdom tooth removed. This was just one of those many cases where, he wasn't even complaining. He was just saying, well, maybe I'd better get to an emergency situation in a hospital. And I said, yeah, that would be a great idea. And we did actually get him there. But these are some of the stories that actually occur. It's just fantastic that we're able to jump in. Let me tell you about this. So when we do this triage, I contact Tom. Tom says, hey, listen, let's help this guy out. And what we do is we then take a look at this. I want to be very clear. This is a collaborative effort. So we as dentists also do our part to assist these individuals. So as much as Northeast Delta Dental has been extremely generous, you need to know that the brothers and sisters who have been talked about also contribute to this, because we all feel that it's something that we really want to do. One of the obstacles that we find is transportation. We find that not just the cost of dentistry, but the transportation just to get these guys and gals there. They count so much on family to help them out. And, sometimes all they're looking for is they're looking for a possibility to, just be themselves, be able to get out there, maybe even find a part-time job. These are some of the things that they're looking for. And they want to just be able to, even though they may be, very in pain and they may be somewhat embarrassed with their appearance, sometimes they just want to get out, socialize.
I think you're hitting on a point that's so important, that there are, of course, self-esteem issues that you referenced, but
absolutely,
also being able to socialize, being able to bite into an apple, for example.
My goodness.
And of course, most people that have gone to the service do it, and they're used to helping people. So sometimes it's difficult for them to ask for help, because so often in their career, they're the ones that help others. And so you must have a really nice way with these folks. Before we go to commercial, tell us the story. When we actually began this, it began with one veteran who wanted to he wasn't doing well physically, but he wanted to take that, the final cruise on the Isle of Shoals with his family. And
yes.
But he wanted to at least have a final family photo with great teeth. So tell us about that.
That's really kind of an interesting story. Needs to say, the mobility of the individuals is always somewhat of a difficulty. So he comes in, and he had lost his upper denture. And so we fabricated that denture. And one of his last wishes was, I want to go out to the Isle of Shoals and see that for the last time. And indeed, very shortly thereafter, he passed. So you've got to picture this. This is kind of funny. Here we are. We're actually on the boat itself. And he and I are in the men's room, and we're inserting the denture at that time.
Wow.
And so, needless to say, up until that time, he refused to smile. And the good folks who are with Veterans Count were there, and they were ready to take pictures, and he just blew them off. And all of a sudden, he comes out of the men's room, and he
ready
is
for the
smiling.
Yeah. And this is how, good oral health can... change your life. And we have several other stories. So I just want to also, for veterans that are not in a painful situation and don't necessarily need triage but want a dental home, there are two programs I'd like you to take a look at. If you go on our website or a very easy website, Delta Dental Covers Me, all one word, deltadentalcoversme.com, click on New Hampshire, and you'll see a variety of plans, four of which are relatively inexpensive. One in particular for yourself is only $31.43 per month. And from what people tell me, it only takes about 30 seconds to enroll. We also have a program with a sister Delta plan called VADIP, which is VADIP.org, which stands for Veterans Administration Dental Insurance Program.org. They're currently not taking new subscribers probably for another month. But in the interim, if you want to look at a dental plan, just go on deltadentalcoversme.com, click on New Hampshire, and you'll see a basic plan for $31.43 per month. And one last shout-out on the triage program that Dr. Correa set up. I want to give a shout-out to Dr. Tom Oguska, Dr. Jim Bobertina, Mitch himself, Dr. Rich Rosato, Dr. Amy Field, and Drs. David Green and Torrio. So please stay tuned for more of Northeast Delta Dental featuring Dr. Mitch Correa after commercial break. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio with Dr. Mitch Correa this weekend, March 11th and 12th. And again, for my running friends, if you're hearing this show on Saturday, March 11th, there's still time to go to the Stringerhead 5K road race, which begins and ends at the NHTI campus at 11 o'clock on Saturday, March 11th. I'll be doing that, and prior to that, I'll be at the Waterville Valley doing the penultimate race for the Winter Wild Series, running up and down Waterville Valley. But this show, this weekend, is really focusing on dental care for veterans, dental care trends in general. So, Dr. Cray, can you give us the statistics of the various veterans you have seen in this triage mode, and also give a shout out to the dentist, because I do know that obviously, Delta Dental, is absorbing some of this, but I know that the dentists are doing their fair share as well.
I'll tell you, Tom, first of all, it's a privilege to do this. It's our way of giving back, those of us who have served. And even some of the dentists that you mentioned, though they have not served, feel that they want to give back. It's interesting that to date, and you know what really hits me? I can't believe that it's only been since the summer or fall of 2016 since we kicked this off. And, my hat's off to you, Tom. I know that you've had a lot more than 16 vets that we have treated actually give you a call, and that you do a triage to really get the ones who are really in need. And I'm not quite sure that out there in the audience that you may have a sense that when these folks are done, the most that they need is like what you might think of as your six-month checkup. That's how well off they are. They are able to eat, speak, create, the social challenges that meet you and I each and every day. And, they're able to find perhaps another way of, living this life, which up until then for them can sometimes be very lonely, sometimes very isolated. But this is a proud lot, You don't hear them speaking up or complaining. The men that I've known, I'd like to leave you with an interesting and very funny story about how we kind of break in with them. I had a guy come in, And one of the things that we as dentists have always said, keep your natural teeth, because what we know is what someone else has put in there is a whole lot smarter than any one of us here on earth. So the bottom line is, this guy comes in and he's got two teeth left in his mouth. And we got talking, and the one thing we always do is we always find out what service they're in. As you know, I was Air Force and my buddy was Marine. And so if this guy's from the Army, what we do is we give him a rash, of course. And so what we do is we'll say, well, you know, it's okay. We'll take you, but you're Army. I don't want to get anybody upset out there if you've been in the Army. But he comes in and he's got these two teeth that are left. Needless to say, they're gonzo. So we're going to have to make him a denture. So I said, I got a piece of paper out and I said, can you do me a favor? Can you write me a note? And here's what I wanted to say. Dr. Mitch Carre is not responsible for any of my social interactions once I make him this new denture.
So this is your way. You have a great, obviously, way with patients, both veterans in pain. Also, I know you're great with toddlers, and you're also great with other adults. So this is your way of getting them to be calm and maybe getting them to smile and feeling better about themselves.
And it's hard sometimes when they have that idea, you know, that we've actually shot at them for all these years. And so, you know, this guy came back. And you know what's really funny is that he comes back because he's now part of the family. So he'll check in. Now, I don't want to say anything because I know this is also the day when we're not supposed to have women in our lives. Isn't that right, Tom?
Oh,
what
geez.
Is it called?
It's National Women's Day.
Day Without Women. Is that right? Okay. So I realize that. And I want to tell you out there, I honor that. Okay. I think my wife may be listening. But, you know, so we have a very pretty lady on the front desk, and we're not sure, you know, but he sure shows up, and like he's part of our family over there. That's kind of fun. But I just wanted to also let you know that each and every one of us who are in service to these vets, this is not just Northeast Delta Dental playing the tab. Each and every one of the five dentists that you heard does what we call their portion. So what they do is they donate in some ways that you may not be thinking about. For instance, transportation, as I mentioned earlier, is something that's really can't be cost effective for everyone. And you know what? They don't want to count on their families to get them to and fro. So sometimes you'll find that the dentist that we've mentioned before will actually out of pocket just help pay for the transportation so they can get there. And it's true. They're looking for, you know, possibilities maybe to, get out of their isolation and just maybe get out there a little bit more
and Mitch has
quality
done
of life.
Exactly. Mitch has done his part. And the way, again, it works is the veteran in pain will contact me. I'll talk to him or her. Sometimes it's a family member, a wife, a mother even. And then I'll say, Mitch, can you at least let's talk with him, you know, check it out and whatever. And then we have these other dentists who's in addition to Mitch, Dr. Augusta, Borbicina, Rosado, Field, Green, and Torrio swing into action. So it works quite well. But I always can count on Mitch to at least have that conversation with that veteran so the veteran knows that they heard. And any veteran listening to this show, when you do call me, when you leave a voicemail message, please leave your phone, number, because I have tracked down everybody. But more than once, it's probably happened four or five times where I get a nice long message, I get a lot of detail, but not the phone number. So I've had to have our information systems people kind of research the phone number. But eventually we get it. And Mitch, I know you call right away, and then you make an assessment. Now, for those that can afford a dental home with a small premium per month, we have DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. It's about $31 a month. Just go on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, click on New Hampshire, and you'll find five plans. And what you want to click on is the basic plan. And probably in a month or so, the national program we have, which is VADIP.org, which stands for Veterans Administration Dental Insurance Program, will be back in business, and they have an equally cost-effective plan. So, Mitch, thank you for all you do. So let's just kind of swing now into, I mean, you've been around the block a bit for over four decades of, practicing, and so hopefully by now you've gotten it straight.
Well, no, I'm still practicing. It drives me crazy. I just wish I'd get it right.
But one of the things I've always been impressed with Mitch is he does so much continuing education way, way beyond the minimum requirements, and he does study groups, and he's always... he is truly one of the most state-of-the-art dentists in New Hampshire. So what do you see on the horizon? I know that based on the ADA economist, Dr. Marco Vucicic,
yes,
the dental trends is more preventative, and to some extent that being a dentist is still an awesome profession, but there definitely has been some challenges and changes. So what do you see from your point of view?
Well, I'll tell you what I see. And first of all, it's with great pride that I continue to work with you all. We have a program that really assists my patients to get the additional benefits that they need. It's called the Health Through Oral Wellness Program. With this, for those people who qualify and for those companies who have the program, they're able to get, like an additional cleaning. They're able to get additional fluoride. And on the children in that program, we can do sealants beyond what we used to be able to do.
And let me just level set the audience, because we've had Dr. Shannon Mills on, and as well as Carl Loeb, explaining, but the way it works, if you're a Delta Dental subscriber going to one of our participating dentists, the hygienist, when she or he does the cleaning, will put you through an online questionnaire right in the operatory. It takes at most 5 minutes, and you'll get a score 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
I just recently went, my score was 3. Anything 3 above.
You had a 3?
I had a 3.
Tom Raffia.
I know.
A 3?
But what that means, of course, is she was able to schedule me for my third cleaning in that calendar year, again, based on evidence, as well as applying a Delta fluoride varnish right there and then. So the great thing is it's all automated. It's all integrated within our claim system. So right on the spot, she knew I was eligible for these enhanced benefits that Mitch alluded to. And when she finished the cleaning, she applied the Delta fluoride varnish, and then she scheduled me for my third cleaning right there. And it took all of 5 minutes. So it's really cool, because this was, Mitch, as you know, this was our vision, the Health World Wellness or How program that Dr. Carey referenced, and to actually see it in practice, a nice colorful sheet that the hygienist gave me, and then to get the additional benefits which Delta Dental pays for, it was awesome.
And I'll tell you, it's a great benefit in the practice, because when the patient comes to the front desk and they need to make that next appointment, it's really great when that front desk individual just says, hey, you know what? I have some good news. And the good news is that the additional work that you need to get done is covered.
And when you showed me this program, that's when I was sort of convinced we needed to acquire that software company called Previsor, which is what powers the Health World Wellness Program.
Absolutely.
So let's switch gears. So as you know, we, Northeast Delta Dental, made the lead donation to start the new dental school at the University of New England.
Yes.
So the first graduating class is hard to believe, but here we are 3 or 4 years later. They're going to be graduating in May or June. So what advice would you give to one of these newly minted graduates? And I'll be going to the graduation in May. What would you say to them?
Well, I'll tell you what I'd say to them. I would say to them that they are probably in a place where this profession has never gone. I will tell you that in my experience working with the medical side of this, as I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, the gentleman who had that swollen jaw, the next thing that we saw was that he also had a medical problem. And so that was easy enough to say, hey, you know what? We need to get this guy to a medical side, because one of his glands in his jaw was also a problem. So now we have medical and dental actually coming closer and closer, because we really understand there is truly a connection.
And there's so much cooperation now between physicians.
It's so different,
and dentists with the pediatricians.
Sure.
and making sure you get your toddler in there by age one. When I was growing up, it was like age four. And Mitch reminded me to tell the listening audience, because of this medical-dental integration, we've also partnered with Tufts Granite, so
yeah,
we now have a partnership. So we now have several groups that have both Tufts Health and Northeast Delta Dental. So, Dr. Cray, thank you for all you do, for veterans.
It's a pleasure.
Go on deltadentalcoversme.com, click on New Hampshire NH, and then in about a month or so, you can go back on vadip.org. Thank you, Mitch, for all you've done for veterans, all you've done to improve the oral health for all residents in New Hampshire, and for all you've done for Northeast Delta Dental.
Well, Tom, I'll tell you, I go back to the old Vietnam saying, and it's that all gave some, and some gave all.
Awesome. So thank you, Mitch. Tom Raffio return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.